You guys good? Ready?
Hey, well, you know, my name is Mats Peterson.
Well, wait,
we haven't started.
He's warning.
Oh, I'm a all right. Welcome, guys. Marcelo, Local Programming Podcast, here with
the Mr. T Experience.
As always, yeah. We have two.
Just cut me off.
As always, I said, let's go quick. As we have new guests, not special, new. Maybe you guys will be special eventually.
That would be me.
Sir, who are you?
Oh, my name? Special me. That's Mats Peterson, you know. I go by Pete because a lot of people can't get the name Mats right. That's M-A-T-S, not M-A-X or M-A-T-T.
Not Max?
No, it's Mats.
Mats on Mats?
Mats Peterson. But I go by Pete if that's too hard.
Pete. And we also have?
Vanya, not special Vanya.
And not yet special.
I mean, it always can be.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you guys make me feel so special. People call me V, or just V, because sometimes they call me Vanya or Vanya.
You can't say Vanya, really?
Yeah. Wow. It's Vanya.
I mean, fucking white people.
Well, Vanya. You said Vanya too. It's Vanya.
Vanya. Vanya.
Vanya. You don't even say
Vanya.
Right.
What's wrong with Vanya? What? That's not your
that's
name.
That's like with a Y, Vanya.
Vanya.
You put an O and it's Vanya.
Vanya. Well, Vanya. I mean, that's too much. I mean, yeah, like Vanya. Vanya. You say Vanya.
Yeah, I recently found out that Russian men are named Vanya, like me.
Vanya, like
yeah,
Tanya.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I get it. Well, Mats, what's the origin of your name, Mats?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there's floor mats, you know.
Floor mats? Oh, okay.
There's a lot of kind of mats.
So it originated like early, you know, 18th century.
I mean, supposedly it comes Americana. Back from some sort of Scandinavian sort of nonsense, but I mean, like, it's kind of forgotten, so, you know.
Never forget, Mats.
Well, I don't because I'm named it. I hear it every day, but I mean, that's mats. There's floor mats nowadays. There's welcome mats.
What kind of mats are you?
I'm a very welcome mat.
Welcome mat.
No, I'm Mats.
All right. So, Vanya, what do you tell us?
Just call you V.
Okay, V. Vanya. Vanya. How do you say your name?
Vanya.
Properly? Vanya?
Yeah.
Vanya.
So smooth.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Explain who you are, what you do, what you're into, that kind of shit.
All right, well, I'm into lots of things. There's, like, I feel sometimes like I can do everything.
Like fly and stuff?
Yeah, that's like...
So what drugs are you taking? What drugs are you currently on right now?
I'd like some of those.
Yes, man.
No. Well,
welcome, Matt. Would love some.
Welcome, Matt.
I like music, playing it, not just listening to it.
You can laugh into the mic, sir. We need a brown beans. Nice. You play music?
Yeah. I like all sorts of like subjects. You can talk to me about
like,
anything.
Tell us about like what you're into and shit. Maybe Travis will. Well, he's white, so maybe he'll. You know,
well, science,
okay.
Politics, art, love art.
Are you voting for Donald Trump?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the funny thing about that.
Culture, I love different cultures. Cuisine.
What's your favorite culture?
Italian, I think.
Okay. Why? Just because of the language? Or?
No. Just because of its history. For example, like, I go back to a Baroque era.
So it's all the music
Renaissance.
For you and stuff? It's mostly music?
Well, music and art.
Okay.
And the fashion, too.
Nice.
I'm impressed that you invited such a cultured person on.
Yeah, we got cultured people here.
Where did you find me?
From a long time ago. I know Matt's from, like, fucking high school.
Yeah, I mean, but where is my culture in here? Just the floor mats?
No, you're... Aren't you Swedish?
I think
our names are artsy.
We made it like 8 episodes before somebody said cunt, but it took us 37.
Well, you just said it. Thanks for ruining it.
No, but
I have been holding myself back.
It happened
from
a long time ago.
See,
but I'm just saying it took us
back.
This long to get Baroque music discussed, you know.
Well, hey, you know, you got to show a little bit of humor, you know, the entire county.
It's pretty cool.
So, Matt, what about you?
What about me?
Like, explain yourself.
Welcome.
What's your dating profile say? What does your about me say?
My dating.
What does your Facebook say about you?
My Facebook says I'm single. You know what else it says?
What does it say?
I just posted something. Yep, just the other day. Said something about, you know, Batman single.
Spider-Man Batman?
Singles.
Oh.
Superman single. I came to the conclusion that I'm single because I'm a superhero. And I read this on Facebook.
Tell
just
us about
as
your...
you said, and you know what? I decided, you know, it must be true.
Tell us about your superhero powers.
I mean, I fail at a lot of things. You know, I'm pretty good at that, you know, and I'm good at apologizing. But, yeah, I haven't really figured out too much of that, you know. I'm still on that.
Okay. Interesting, man.
I'm working on it. Just watch me apologize. I'm sorry.
What's your kryptonite?
It's not Superman.
I mean, like, I guess my kryptonite would probably have to be
Judgment Day.
Someone saying, it's okay. It's okay. You can be sorry. But I mean, like, no, I keep throwing it out. And no one's, there's like, okay, you're sorry. Fucking cool with that.
You lost me, sir.
Yeah, well, that happens, you know.
Okay.
I think
are we still talking about you?
You know, no, I think that's what happened with my relationships is actually they lost me. So, you know, it's cool. You know what? I figured this out.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, you make it sound kind of sad and depressing.
No, hey, you're telling the story.
He's digesting it.
You're the narrator of the story, sir.
Well, I mean, I didn't know there was much narration going on.
You're telling the story. You're third person.
How do you make it sound depressing sounding that
way? Third person limited.
Third person? I wouldn't want to watch this.
What's the other one? Third person.
I wouldn't want to watch this.
Omniscient. What is it?
Omniscient
or something, right?
Omniscient.
Omnipotent?
Yeah.
Omnipotent.
Incompetent.
I mean, that's one same. That's the apologizing part.
It's Thursday. Wait, what? I think I missed
it. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Are we throwing back?
No, we're not.
We can throw back.
We can.
So what was your Donald Trump anecdote you were going to...
You
had a funny thing.
Okay, so check it out. I mean, I come across Donald Trump on a handful of occasions, actually. Well, let me tell you. One of which, I mean, I'm sure everyone sees is the, you know... Everyone sees Facebook. Yeah, I mean, that shit, like, it's everywhere. So, you know, Donald Trump gets the hate. I think it's funny because just like, you know, the whole... The fact that he was on a TV show going, you're cut, you know, like, the fact that, I'm like, is he going to cut Obama? Like, what is that? You know, like.
Physically cut him?
I don't know. You ask Trump, you know. But on other states, you know, I clean porta potties, so that's my shit. I suck shit from porta potties, and, you know, there's a lot of poetry in those.
In the shit?
And yeah, people really open up in there. They,
literally.
They like tag that. It up. Oh, yeah. They tag it up. They put it all.
What's been your favorite piece of work?
I don't know. That's where I'm kind of getting with the Donald Trump, you know. Oh. I mean, that's it's exciting. They put in really high definition.
They put a lot of HDs in it.
Oh, they were wearing their 3D goggles, you know, from the movie theater or something, man. They fucking got it. But it's a giant fucking middle finger right when you close the door. So, you know, like you're sitting there and all you see is a middle fucking finger, you know, gigantic one. And it says, what does it say? Puro fucking... you know what? I'm just gonna say it says "fuck you, Donald Trump." But
I mean,
obviously, it's a giant middle finger, but
it's a bilingual finger.
It says something along those lines, like no, it says "chingo tu madre, fucking Donald Trump."
Uh huh.
Hey, you might as well say "fuck you."
Yeah.
It's got a big middle finger. Hey, that's what I got from it.
Nice.
Hey, you know what? But I also saw on Facebook, it was a hilarious meme. I have no say one way or the other. I really don't stay into the whole, you know, political shenanigans, because that's a lot of trouble.
You stay neutral.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a lot of trouble. That's just problems on all sides. You know, so, but no, I saw this really funny thing, and I thought it was hilarious. Even though I'm not really for it or against it, it's funny. I saw this meme, so, okay. It says, you know what? It's probably bad. It's probably bad. I probably just shouldn't say it.
What's what do you think about this Vanya Water V? I'm gonna keep saying Vanya.
Why are we talking about Trump?
what do you how do you feel about Trump, Vanya? Vanya. I'm gonna butcher it all night, so I just apologize now.
It's goofy though.
I don't agree with many things that he says.
You don't agree with men?
No, with many things he says.
Oh, you don't agree with many things. Okay.
I
think that
more,
he could have kept more people voting for him if he wouldn't act like a child.
You're right.
Mike, man.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, you right. could. You, like,
on general stance.
All speech can be projected into microphone.
I mean, you
gotta
give it to him that he does have a lot of... for example, like influence in the business world. Maybe that's where he should stay.
He's like Kim Kardashian, you know? Like he just is,
he's
like,
got a fat
hey,
ass?
I had this. Hey, man, he's got a fat ass toupee, but yeah, he got something going.
Isn't
on.
Isn't it real hair?
It's real hair.
Yeah, supposedly.
Is it?
It's Rogaine,
it's
just, man.
It's really fucking long. They comb it over. They
I saw a picture of him and his son. They got the same thing going, dude. Like
his daughter, though, hey, I admire sweet. Her so much. Ivanka
Why?
Trump.
What do you
she's
admire?
She's a businesswoman.
Yeah, she's actually.
She's a self-made.
She's self-made? Like,
well,
a
not self-made.
Monster?
I mean, she had help from her dad, but.
Kim Kardashian, same way.
She was very self-made.
Yeah, no. Don't compare Ivanka with the Kardashians. They're
no,
trash.
They've been talking a lot of shit on Kim Kardashian during, like, the talk show radio during the day that I was doing. So I'm just poking fun at her.
I hate her so much.
What's her name? What's her?
She's who? Horrible.
The girl?
Ivanka?
Yeah.
What's her name? Blanca?
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Oh, Blanca, like, from, like, Street Fighter?
Ivanka.
What do you guys know about Street Fighter?
Electrocuting.
Are you guys
stuff?
Street Fighter fans? Are you guys
If you were
in a Street Fighter.
I don't watch BET.
Hey, you know what? I like
if you were in a Street Fighter.
I played the Street Fighter pinball machine. That's about
would
it.
Would you play as like a Donald Trump kind of character? Like would you be a charge character Donald Trump man to pay?
No.
Or would you be more of a
If we're going to talk Street Fighter, I'd be like guys all Bianca Blue, you know, fire and all that shit.
Similar.
I just play as the girl character.
Who's that cheating ass character that has like the long stretching arms and stuff?
Cheating ass character.
Oh, I don't know. Obama?
Yeah, he's the one that blows the flames like
Obama.
Like,
oh,
no, he's easily the cheating character.
He's a cheating character.
Yeah, I mean that's Trump.
The one that throws Hadoukens.
He'll cut you before you're
the Hadouken guy.
The Hadouken guy. Vanya, what are you passionate about? Vanya.
Writing literature, I think.
Have you ever eaten at a Baroque restaurant?
Baroque restaurants?
No.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking Basque. Fuck, I'm thinking Basque restaurant.
I've eaten a
dude,
lot
I got
of
like,
Baroque restaurants.
I got like fucking 3.5 hours of sleep last night. I got my Baroque and my Basque backwards.
I am a Baroque restaurant.
Basque. Never mind.
Travis, what do you know about the Baroque period?
Not today. I don't know much about shit because I got 3.5 hours of sleep. So
I got six.
So you got six. So what do
you
guys combine?
What do you got?
I think I have about a good solid four. We're doing pretty good here. Sarah, Ronnie, how much sleep have you had?
I can't sleep until
I
drink
4 hours every day.
Oh,
if I sleep more than that, I get a headache. Like 4 hours every day.
Four?
Yeah.
The mics are here, sir.
No, but I
think. Yeah, who needs
maybe
the headset?
You should have given him
four? Really? Oh, like, yeah. Oh man, like
4 hours.
Dude, I feel like I get horrible sleep off six, and that's like, I wake up like honestly like two or three times during the night. I'm just like, oh god, you know. And I wake up and I'm like, ah, it's 1:57. Awesome, you know. I got
in the morning or PM.
I don't know anymore, you know.
Is there sun or is there no sun?
You know, this ain't Alaska or anything, but no. That's no, true. No, it's, I wish it were. It's the morning. No, I just.
I wish it were.
I have a horrible time sleeping, you know, and now I wake up and it's about the 4-hour time period. I tell myself 8 hours, you know, you're set. And I feel bad for my job because, like, it's never 8 hours. Like, it's like more like six, and, you know, I cut myself a little bit of time. I'm like, it's more like 4.5 hours. You know, I'm like, I'm here to do work, guys. Like,
do work.
Let's do this.
Let's suck some shit.
I'm way tired, and I'm going to suck your shit.
Like,
it pays the bills. It pays the bills.
Literally.
People would pay anything.
What do you care to share about your career?
I don't want to call this a career. This is kind of sad.
All right.
Come on. This is a stepping stone.
What pays your bills?
Let's rewind. I don't want to suck shit through my life. Let's talk about your job. The current state of affairs that you're in, your current employers, how do you feel about them? Do you like your job, or is that where you want to be? I don't know what you do exactly, but if you care to share.
Well, I'm trying to...
You can skip names if you don't want to say...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no specifics. You don't want to.
I won't. Okay. I'm trying to become an author for books that deal with science for children.
Like, actually write them?
Yeah, and draw them and stuff. All right. I think it's very important.
Not just like a publisher. Like a person who just... Like,
I would have
through.
To find the publisher and stuff. Okay. Right now, I work at an elementary school teaching children.
Have you written books?
For my own kid, yes, and he loves them. But I want to write an actual one, like a...
Like how what reading level would this book be?
Like, well, 12th grade? No, I have an idea for like elementary kids, and then one for middle school kids. Kind of like... Oh, okay.
So yeah. Just for kids?
Yeah, well, I think it's important that we get them into science at a young age.
Are they going to be fictional science or non-fiction?
No, they'll
like
be
hardcore facts and shit.
Yeah,
hardcore.
Yeah,
no,
but
no fun stories like Dr.
Fun.
Seuss, the science of
no
of feet or something like that.
No,
no.
Maybe like a talking blood cell, trying to be all fun and stuff.
Like Osmosis Jones. Like, would you write the sequel to Osmosis Jones?
I've never read that.
You've never heard of Osmosis Jones, the movie?
No.
Where like they cartoon inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cells and the, you know, there's viruses that invade the body and the whole thing is the virus.
No.
And a pill. There's a big pill who thinks he's worthless. Yeah, he's like a cop, basically. Osmosis Jones is the cop.
I haven't seen it either.
So you haven't seen it? That's actually a good movie.
Of course I haven't seen it.
You guys check it out. It's pretty cool. It's got Bill Murray. He plays the human.
Would you rate it as better or worse than Kazam?
I didn't watch Kazam. Is that the Shaq one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Shazam.
Oh, yeah, Shazam. Sorry.
No, I think it is Shazam.
Shazam,
yeah. The fucking genie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Shazam?
No.
I thought it was Kazam.
No, it's Shazam. Like Shaq. Am. Like Shaq's Am.
Is that an 80s movie?
No, 90s? It's like 90s.
Yeah?
It's fucking... No. It's Shazam.
It's fucking Kazam.
No, you're thinking Kablam, the cartoon.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Kablam, maybe.
Lovely. Kazam, bitch. Kazam.
Shazam.
Kazam.
Not Shazam, fool.
It fucking says Kazam.
Nah, dude, it's on the internet. You Kazam's can't trust the internet.
Fucking IMDb. Kazam.
Shazam, bro.
Fuck off.
Kazam's a...
We used to fucking run...
Have you seen Shazam?
Shazam? Are you talking about Kablam?
Yeah. Kablam.
Stinky suit.
Yeah. Stinky suit.
That's bad.
We were just talking about this shit, man. That's small ass world. That's his bell for he's running out of time. Like his flatulence is coming.
What?
Dude, that just happened to me. So
I'm old age.
I wish I had a bell.
Like, he's 62. Everyone noticed, but he's got like bowel problems. It's all right, Travis.
Don't we all?
No.
I just had a whole bunch of bean cheese rice burritos. So don't we all?
Did you just go poop or?
Not yet.
Oh.
I was going to say, I was assuming he was peeing in the bushes, but.
You just left your stinky low back there?
One way or the other.
See,
be careful.
He's guaranteed work.
I'll be careful
by dropping stinky loads around town.
Be careful next time I go to the
I'm
shed.
I'm on to you, Matt. I see what you're doing.
It's all work, man.
It's strategy, bro.
I'm a fucking poop wizard, man. I turn your shit into money.
You're like the Jesus of poop?
Jesus of poop?
No, otherwise I
or just Jesus. I guess.
I just wouldn't work. I mean, if I could turn poop into wine, man, I'd
you drink it.
I'd be a drunkard, more so than already. You know, like
don't they turn poop into meat?
Something like that.
No. They turn poop into meat. No, they turn into explosives. Yeah, that's like I don't know, man. That's what I hear. I hear poop turns into bombs somehow.
What do you hear about poop?
I don't know.
You don't really read about poop? You don't?
Oh. You know, it's gross. we all
do. Oh, it all to a certain extent, I guess.
No, we all do it, man.
Some more
than
others.
We all do it.
Shazam.
Kazam, motherfucker. Kazam.
Kazam. Fucking poop genie.
It's fucking Kazam.
Check foo, man.
Yeah, just talk about his free throws. That's poop right there.
That's a good one. That's a good one. We had to coin that one.
It's fucking Kazam.
Buddy, do you watch a lot of sports?
No.
Why not?
I'm not big on sports. The Olympics, yeah.
No.
I watch those.
That's not sports.
Which Olympic sports do you watch?
I guess they are.
Volleyball.
I watch them. I watch them in every handstand I have. Watch the Olympics, man.
And swimming. I love swimming. I love watching the guys swim.
Uh-huh. Is she too low? Is that why you turned it up?
Just a little.
You're talking too low.
No, it's not her. Oh. I'm just trying to keep everybody.
He wants you to yell at him.
Trying to make it easy for you to edit.
No, you're good. I mean, if you talk into the mic, we won't have to crank up the mic.
I just never know when I'm talking to it.
Just
when
always.
When you talk.
Always.
Always.
Even
always
if you like burp, go ahead and just.
Oh, man, like I've been trying to censor this shit.
I've already burped a few times.
There's no censoring on this show.
Yes, I'm saying shit.
We proudly display our fucking explicit rating on our show. That's not that big of a problem.
No. Okay. I'll say we've never had to censor anything, only like privacy things, you know, names, that type of thing.
I'd like to censor my name. No.
Really?
I'm kidding, man.
I thought Welcome Match was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. That was my whole introduction, man.
So I know you don't like it.
30 minutes.
So I know you never like it when I bring up politics, but was curious everybody's thoughts on the fact that the city of Yuma, the city council last night voted and starting in 30 days, you can get pulled over and get a $100 ticket for text using a phone while driving.
That's fucked on the way over here. Yeah, right. Everybody would.
You got 30 days till it goes into effect, and then for the first 30 days, they'll only pull you over and give you a warning. Then after that 30 days, then they'll start writing you a $100 ticket.
Saying that I don't do it already, yeah, I totally don't. I think people should get charged like $1,000, man. People should stop that shit.
Oh, yeah, you're only digging your hole, man.
I don't do it. I don't do it.
No, honestly, I don't usually find myself texting that much. If anything, I can get fucked with switching the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's gonna be the bitch.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, how do you prove that?
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
that's
if they
scary,
see you,
man.
If they see you with the phone up, that's how it is in California.
You're done. In California. No, I ain't talking about California.
No, I spent $35 at Walmart on my phone. I can't talk to it. It's not smart enough.
I haven't read the actual text of the ordinance yet, but they keep referring to it as anything handheld. So I think if it's in your hand at all.
So if it's like,
because I knew somebody in California that they had a Bluetooth head thing in and picked up their phone or something to answer it just to, you know, pick it up and hit accept and got pulled over and got a ticket for that. Just answering the call.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Like, had a phone in there for 2 seconds.
So what if I'm holding like an old school ass phone, like, you know, those stupid hipster fucking thing? What if I'm just like, hey, what's up, bro?
You're in trouble because you're hipster.
Doesn't matter.
What if I'm like this?
Don't matter. You were a hipster.
What if you just
as long as you're dressed that way?
Phone in my car. I don't have to do that in my car. I have Bluetooth. I can answer.
You have CarPlay on your phone? On your car?
Shit, I could use my retro handset.
I'm saying.
Crank radio.
Tape that shit. Tape it to your head.
Fuck that. I'm not holding the phone up.
Exactly.
It's Bluetooth. Tape your phone to your
head. Tell the officer, hey, man, I have both fucking hands on the wheel.
Driving around listening to that shit. Like, I talk on the phone all the time.
I'm gonna have to fucking like change the music with like my feet or something now.
Hey, no, is that legal though? Like, can
change.
I get
pulled
over?
Or do it without like looking?
I couldn't hear because he wasn't talking into the mic.
Shut up. Hey, or just skip the music without looking at the phone. Yeah. Is that
can
still
I get pulled over for that right? shit?
I mean, like, no. If it, I don't know. I need to read the text.
Ordinance. Yeah, I think it's stupid.
I haven't read the actual ordinance, but it sounds like it's pretty strict.
Yeah, hey,
San Luis is getting whacked too with all their fucking sometimes. Parking meters that they're getting.
Well, that's where they got the idea from, San Luis, because they do the
fucking
phone
retarded. They're turning all.
That's
whack
where
now.
I usually talk on my phone. In San Luis, it's like, oh, this is the end of my route. You know, like
I know now.
That's the fucked up part.
I can't drive like a maniac in San Luis anymore.
No. The worst part is you guys are telling me that it's against the law.
It's gonna be. Yeah. So go ahead and text all you want right
I'm
now.
Always like, hey, I'm like, on my way.
You can
out
fucking
of work,
drive
you know?
Drive through Yuma like this for the next 30 days if you want.
I'm gonna.
I do FaceTime. That.
Fuck yeah!
Just every time you see a cop, do this. You know,
I don't even look at the road. I blindfold myself half time. Like, yeah, but
yeah.
You're eating it.
Yeah.
Just make iPhone cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's bullshit because, I'm sorry, I see a lot of drivers in this town that can't handle eating, drinking, putting on makeup, reading.
Hey.
They can't handle. I've ridden with people that I thought I was going to fucking die because they couldn't carry a conversation on without veering into oncoming traffic. You know?
Oh, I have some shit to say on this. So, after being, invited, like, hey, you should come on this podcast, I was like, hey, I should, and I should do that. And then I realized it wasn't just a drunken memory. It was real because I woke up this morning and I went to work and he hit me back up and was like, hey, so is you still down? And I was like, oh shit, this actually happened. Okay. So after work though, let's fast forward dark, about 7 hours, okay? Like, now we're 7 hours ahead, all right? I picked up 2 games at my house. I was like, you know what? I got to get ready for this podcast. I'm a little bit nervous. So I went and bought 2 32-ounces. Yes, but I traded some games. That's where we're going, actually. But,
well, you gave away the plot.
Yeah, I'll come back if those games were good enough. But they weren't, and that's why they got the boot. But
Okay.
You know. I'd rather drink those games than play
them. You liquefied them?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you blend it?
I mean, you know what? Fuck those games. You know. But, so anyhow. I went in there. I'm trying to get to fucking GameStop, man. Pulling into the fucking Walmart parking lot. First, there's a fucking semi pulling out in front of me. Man, that was weak. Like, it was like, man, he wasn't looking at all, dude. He was just pulling in front. Like, it was like, hey, this is the whole lane. Hey, it's blocked now. Oh, okay. Like, you know. And I followed behind.
I own the parking lot.
It was like, okay, you know. Well,
King of the road.
I'm not doing much. So I might as well follow behind this semi for an extra, minute. And, I read all its bumper signs. They weren't fun. So I don't remember any of them. But, but I took a right at GameStop, First, there's someone, standing. Oh, I'm not standing. But, in their fucking giant SUV sitting at the stop sign, texting. And I was just like, you're making this kind of a pain in the ass, turn for one thing, I definitely had to fucking kind of, I had to reposition myself. I was uncomfortable making that right turn.
And this really happened?
This just happened about 12 hours ago. I don't know what time it is, but I'm sure 2 p.m. style. Yeah, man. And, So I pull in. I'm like, God damn it, try to make a left into that first, parking spot because that's where no one parks. That's a longer walk. Who wants that, So I try to pull in there. Another fucking SUV, dude. And this lady's just chit-chatting away on her cell phone, dude. And I'm just like, God damn it, man. Get out of my way,
yeah,
SUV.
I know what you mean, man.
Like, if you're going to be talking, get out of the SUV. Get a fucking nice compact car, I need to do things 45 seconds faster than, you're making me.
I get it. I know the feeling too well.
That's pretty much where I was going with the whole cell phones on cars.
That's my story. And it
you
really
waste
happened.
My time, I waste yours.
You all right, man?
I'm having a good time, man.
Okay. Why don't you talk, man? Tell us something. Share a story with us.
Man,
you're very quiet.
You
well, he's talking.
Oh, no. He's,
I don't like to interrupt.
No. Matt, we're good. We got your story in. I think we're good, man. All right, man. Well, it's been good talking to you, man.
Yeah. I got too excited.
We'll see you next time.
So anyhow, so Roy told me that there was a theme for smoking marijuana.
What thing?
And oh, it's the catchphrase they say. At least that's what they
those
told
kids.
Me at what's that?
Roy told
night?
You this? You got
I mean,
you
Roy,
got facts from Roy?
No. Roy told me this, and then we were at spaghetti place. Fucking Italian. What? Yuma doesn't have too many of them.
I'm guessing
Olive
the boys.
The Olive boys? Garden it was.
No, Olive Garden, sorry.
You
no.
know, the biggest chain.
Yes.
So anyhow, you know.
You and Roy went on a nice spaghetti date.
Some authentic oh, yeah. Italian cuisine. Yeah.
So Olive we were sitting there.
Did he put out?
All talking to his,
did he put out?
You know, his bartender, and he's all like, so you going swimming? And I was like, what does that mean, man? Like, hey, it's getting chilly, you know? Like, you probably shouldn't be swimming too soon. You might get a cold, you know? And
some shrinkage?
Yo, well, I mean, I don't want to get into that. But okay. Anyhow.
Are you sure you don't want to get into it?
It's life. So anyhow. Apparently swimming is getting stoned. I didn't know that swimming. I was sitting there trying to, you know, get my buzz on and also, you know, get stoned on the side and like...
Swimming is getting stoned.
Well, I don't know, man. I was drinking and next thing you know, you got Roy talking about swimming and shit with his bartender. And I was just like, why, well, what... It's not good time to be swimming, you know?
Okay.
And that's when he was like, no, it's, I mean, it's getting stoned. And I was like, oh, you know, like, oh, shit, you know? So we go swimming. Swimming through smoke, I assume. You know, that's after he explained it, that's what I assume he means. Like,
oh, you just assumed.
How do you ask someone? They're telling you're swimming and you're stoned. Like, no, I'm not. I'm smoking weed and that's that, you know?
He just asked, though.
Oh, but it threw me off. It confused me. I was no longer excited. I was confused.
That makes all of us.
Do you call it swimming?
Are you swimming right now?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm doing laps.
Wow. Are you prolapsing?
I'd have to check my on my phone for that. What does dictionary.com say? Prolapsing?
Urban Dictionary. Well,
yeah.
Guys, really? Come on. Somebody.
What's up, Vermelsa's dang situation? Hey, I heard that back in the beginning when interrogating me. All right, I don't think I listen to my own pity.
I haven't finished introducing
come on.
You.
I don't listen to everyone else's pity. Come on.
Pat, that's
is sad.
Not
this is
hey, that's your story, man.
It's a sad story. I don't want to
hey,
listen to it,
sad,
man.
Sad, happy, it's a story nonetheless.
Nah, man, I love my fucking shit. Whatever I got going on.
Exactly.
Rub a dub dub, it's good.
Hey, this shouldn't be anywhere. Doesn't that shadow look like Darth Vader, though?
Oh
the shadow of your lamp?
Yeah.
It looks like Darth Vader. Are you guys excited for the new Star Wars movie?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I didn't know there was a new one coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out like December something.
In no way, dude. It came out December of what? Like.
No, it's coming 20 out.
20 years ago?
Like. Oh, it's coming.
Nice joke.
It's coming out. It hasn't been released yet. No.
Was it a remake or what?
No, it's episode 7.
A remake.
You haven't heard anything about it?
So it's a remake, man. It's not a remake, man. Wait, 7?
7.
I had to make my fucking counting right. Okay.
Come on,
this
man.
This is new. This is
you
new.
You know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? It's the next trilogy.
I've seen a lot of things at Fry's.
The trilogy of trilogies.
I haven't heard about it, but I see a lot of things at Fry's and grocery stores because I like to buy food. And
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Man. Food tastes good. But the thing is... like, but
what's your
you
favorite
know,
thing about food?
Well, you can't even get me started. But I mean, the point is, I see some things at Fry's, and that's, you know... It's Star Wars. And it's obviously not Star Wars I know, because it's like, I mean, I hardly knew the first three. Next thing you know, there's three more, and I never saw the third one.
Are we talking about Fries or
Star Wars?
Star Wars. Kind of Fries. So we're talking about kind of
Fries. Oh, I could go on and on, brother.
We know, man.
No shit.
We don't say. We fully appreciate it.
Carne asada fries, huh?
Nah. Buddy, you want to chime in on carne asada fries? You want to get a word in?
I actually got an idea.
Please.
And you know what? Me and my roommate.
Can you just start talking? Yeah. We'll mute him.
No, we won't. I actually got a good idea on carne asada fries, man.
Wait, we want Vanya to share that story with us. Your idea. We want her to share it with us.
I got a great idea, man.
What is it?
Okay, so you ready?
I'm ready.
So, me and my roommate, we've been talking a lot about, you know.
No, I don't, but you're going to tell us. So, I don't even need to wait.
No, we've been talking a lot about, you know, restaurants and shit, you know.
And like poop?
You know, mainly just one restaurant. Not just restaurants, you know.
Which one?
Own, you know. That's the good thing, you know. It's our own restaurant. Hey, so check it out.
He like it.
Make your own restaurant. He calls it Pies and Fries. All right. I'm going to speak even bad fucking English. Hughes calls it Pies and Fries. And, you know what? You make pizzas, pizza pies, and you make carne asada fries. But the thing is, it's not just carne asada. You make,
swimming.
Say like ribs or whatever you use on those pizza pies and fries, you know? Like
ribs on your pizza.
I mean, like, hey, if you want. No. I mean, hey, if you fucking pay for it. But I mean, like,
They bring you crayons and you fill in what you want. I want a pizza and Cheetos.
No, you just fill in what you want and we give you crayons.
They just feed you crayons? So it's kindergarten. Your restaurant is kindergarten.
More or less.
Nice.
It's a real fun place.
I like that.
No, but you know what I mean? Like pies and fries. Fucking A, man. Like I'll fucking go pay for some sausage and fucking cheese on my French fries, some guacamole and sour cream, maybe a little bit of salsa. Boom.
That does sound delicious. Hey,
you don't like sausage? You don't like sausage? Fuck sausage.
You don't like sausage?
No. Hey, you don't like sausage?
Why? Are you vegan?
No. I just don't like
you know
like,
what? We you know what? Fuck
me. The one on the pizza,
fuck
the
me.
Gray
we'll use Toga?
What the fuck are you eating over there?
Fucking
Mr. Frosty?
Foga, toga? Fucking yoga? What is that shit called?
What's he eating, Matt?
What's not real meat?
Tofu.
Not toga.
Yeah. Tofu.
No, toga is what you
wear. Toga is what you wear. Yoga
is
what you
eat. Toga is an excuse for a party.
And tofu is what you eat. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, fucking name. You don't like food? You know what I mean? Like tofu.
Tofunky.
Hey, that's the way I look at it. But people want to order it. You know, you can't hate it. Hey, we thought of a surf turf pizza, but that's not the same thing as you know, tofu fries and pies, all that shit.
How are we got to that? Fuck, and pies.
I believe he asked her, Vanya, a question. Vanya, and we never heard an answer.
When you go out on dates, is this kind of like what goes on during a date?
Dates?
Yeah, and just going back to the part where you said you were single.
I don't have dates.
Why not?
Why not?
You're a handsome young man. Why don't you get any dates?
I just stick to one, you know? I just stick to one.
To one girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Nah, hey, that's cool. Tweets
wrong. But we're not together, so I suck.
Well, you're not together yet.
Yet?
Yeah, that's the key word.
Termination means everything, right?
You need to woo her a little more.
Maybe take her to that restaurant with the crayons.
Yeah.
I think she'd like
would work. I'd fuck you if I was a girl. If you took me to Pies and Fries.
That takes a lot. That's going to take a lot of time to make a restaurant and fucking.
Well, you
like,
can tell her about your dreams and aspirations. I mean, you know some girls are very drawn to, you know, men who have, you know, goals.
Hey, you know, I like fucking tic-tac-toe, you know? Like, my daughter, she orders stuff at restaurants, and we play tic-tac-toe all the shit,
nice,
dude.
I like the... we're playing word association.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's crayons. That's crayons. Like, we play
Oh, you're focusing on the crayons. Okay.
Oh, dude, the crayons.
Not the restaurant, not the food. the quality of the crayons is the most important of Pies and Fries.
You got cracked crayons. You got cracked fucking restaurant. I mean, that's just.
Are you talking like Rose Art or like Crayola?
No, like, you got more like.
Who we fucking with? Great Valley, maybe?
Going
or,
on if
are
you
getting a partnership
crayons.
With, like, you know, Kroger brand or. Like, because, you know, Rose Art, you know, they're more willing to do that shit. They're the Pepsi of crayons, so. They're cheap, but, you know, they're okay.
Well, you know what?
They're greasy.
Pepsi never used the same ingredients.
Yeah,
well,
yeah
so,
they're right. More like Shasta.
So, I have to say, you know, they're missing an ingredient.
What's that?
Well, I mean, Pepsi just, you know, they're not the same as Coke.
Oh, they took out the fucking they took out the cancer out of their Pepsi. Yeah, you're right.
No diet.
That's what aspartame. They have.
Yeah, same shit.
Took the aspartame out of the diet.
I mean, I just wanted
Pepsi.
Something healthy, but I mean that's
what we're talking about.
Crayons?
What?
Oh my god!
Pepsi and crayons.
Story about crayons.
Are you okay?
No, I just thought he was gonna start telling a story about crayons.
No, what were we talking about? Crayons or Pepsi?
Matt, at this point in the show,
I'm having trouble keeping up with what we're talking about.
I thought it was
kind of
salad fries,
sausage. Hey, I'll go.
We went from Star Wars for like 30 seconds, which was like the shortest Star Wars conversation
I've
ever had.
You know what? I've never seen the last Star Wars.
To fries.
You haven't seen the last Star Wars?
Just keep going into all of them.
I was about to go into how excited I am that Jar Jar Binks is not going to be in Star Wars. And then we started talking about fries.
Well, he's already gone.
But he is. Hey, I saw something about that.
It wasn't his body, though.
Yeah, it's his corpse.
Yeah,
it's his fucking bones.
Depressing,
you know what?
For
that's
my
probably
son.
The best thing they could have done.
Is your son a big fan of Star Wars?
No, because
is your son a big fan of Star Wars?
No, I'm barely trying to like push him into it.
Oh, so he hasn't even seen
but
any
then
of the
he
films?
Loves Jar Jar Binks. So I'm like, damn, but you
has he seen the films?
He's starting to
You started him off on that one?
Oh,
come on, why'd you do that
order.
To him? Gotta go in
that's
order.
Wrong.
No, you gotta go. I heard a funny joke today. You gotta go in the order that George Lucas intended for you to be disappointed in.
But that's
from
the best
four
part.
To fucking
I'll
six
get to that.
Or four to seven.
I heard a fucking thing on this. Check it out. It's not even the mic, dude. The mic.
Hey, I didn't hear it. No. Tell the mic.
Okay. So,
there we go.
So check it out.
This is an audio show.
I heard that. You know, I still think there's cameras in the trees. Nah.
No. we didn't charge them. We forgot to put them on the
hey,
tower.
I got a story on that. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. So check it out. No. Hey, so we're talking about Star Wars, right? The last thing, right?
Yes.
My fucking, okay, so check it out. My roommate fucking telling me some shit, you know? And I was like, all right, you know, Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, like, has anyone else seen Fanboys?
Yeah, I have.
That's a really funny movie.
Oh, you're gonna talk about that guy?
It's no. Ill. Well, I'm gonna.
Yeah, they approved
it, and then I'm gonna avert from it. I'm gonna wedge, and then I'm gonna avert. All right. So he has, you know, the tattoo of Jar Jar Binks and Anakin Skywalker. Obviously, he says most kick-ass characters of this, series. Obviously, he's lying because, you know, we all know.
Yeah.
It's
like a joke. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, those are horrible characters. So, anyhow. And
you mind if I bum a cigarette off of you?
Oh, by all means.
Okay, yeah. I'll go ahead and help myself.
Okay. So, anyhow. So, next thing you know, fucking my roommates told me, he's like, you know, Jar Jar Binks was a huge joke. And I was like, how do you mean? And he goes, you know, because I'm a huge fan of, like, the first, you know, three that, you know, came out. I don't know what, 80s, 90s, fuck, I don't know, fucking 70s. When we were kids, you know? Fucking sometime in the childhood, like, when things were good. And, you know, fucking... So he's like, yeah, so straight up, check it out. Like, you get all those. They're all, like, super, like, yeah, like, the forces, you know, whole fucking, like, spectrum of shit, you know? And you're like, okay, cool, you know? Then you all of a sudden revert past back to the fucking, you know, first ones that they come up and they're like, hey, Anakin, check this out, the Force. And he's like, what is that? And he's like, well, actually, it's not really any sort of psychology. It's in your blood. You know, there's nothing special. Yeah, you're just fucking...
Oh, you're talking about
you're
the fucking...
You're a freak like that. And he's just like, cool, you know? But the thing is...
Mutant.
Like, what if... What if...
Midichlorians.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a bacteria. It's not even an actual...
He doesn't... Like, they no longer make it just like, hey, you're fucking part of the Force. You're bad motherfucker.
You just
like,
have an STD.
Instead of it's like, hey, you got born with genital wars. Have fun for the rest of your life, you know? Like,
you're a crackhead, baby.
You know? Like, damn, my parents should have given me that fucking shot, so...
Right?
Anyhow, you know, like...
This is before shots. Remember, this is a long time ago.
Hey, this is a long time in a galaxy far.
The thing
away.
I didn't get was Anakin's birth. Like, no. There was no father. Was
but
he
that's
like
the thing.
Jesus?
It, that's
or
what
something?
Makes it funny.
Well, they say, yeah, his story was the whole Jesus story. Well, kinda.
Virgin birth.
Yeah.
He is blonde. No, ridiculous. That's
was
racist.
Was he blonde? He was like dirty blonde. No.
Yeah, he's dirty.
Was he blonde? Blonde?
He's just dirty.
Blonde. So, he's so cute.
I don't really like Anakin. But
nobody
and,
does.
And,
I
and like, either. Dude, like. Then all of a sudden, like, my roommate explains, and he's like, you know what?
Enjoying that frosty.
The over? Whole thing? That fucking, hey, the Jar Jar Binks? Like, they already, like, schooled, like, oh, no, it's not the original fucking, like, nah, you're not special, you're not Jedi, no. Now it's just, like, Jar Jar Binks, like, Misa Baba, like, just, like, he's a giant joke, like, haha, look what I did to your fucking show, it's shit, ha-ha-ha-ha, Misa Jar Jar.
This is me
like,
shitting on your on dude, your fucking fan.
And that's what Cole tells me all the time, and I'm just, I laugh at it, but I don't think I necessarily understand, because I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I think I can understand the fact that it's a joke. Lord of the Rings is where it's at.
Oh,
oh yes.
Love Lord of the Rings.
That argument, we're going to get to that argument? Well, I mean, to each their own, man.
No, I think Lord of the Rings.
I didn't care for the last three Lord of the Rings of the Hobbit series.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Hey, that's,
I
did not those, care those for are them. Lord of the Rings.
Even
that's
the graphics, I know that we're supposed to be more advanced.
You know what? Yeah,
those
they
are
were
hobbits.
Advanced. Yeah, but
those are
they
fuckers.
Weren't, they, yeah, oh they were lazy. Gosh. They weren't doing anything. They were advanced doing
hey,
nothing.
I mean,
graphics.
Like, if you follow the story, that's what they were supposed to be. They were lazy fuckers that loved eating and loved doing dishes.
Who?
The hobbits?
Yes. Oh. Didn't you see the first one? Dude, they made a whole song.
Yeah,
like,
they love to eat.
Boom, dude, they're just like, no, they're making straight up fucking like, dude, they're
well, no,
doing
the
dishes.
Hobbits, remember, yeah. We never shut the fuck up.
Dude,
about
like,
it was like,
and second breakfast.
Dude, it was doing dishes yeah. Like Cinderella did it. Dude, oh. Where they're all just doing it, man. Like, oh, I wish I could do my dishes with my roommate like that. Like, hey, that would be so cool. I'd have fun doing dishes.
How do you do the dishes with your roommate?
I wait till he does them.
I like that.
It's the best
I wait
way.
Till they pile up so much. That
it's
becomes
the best
his
way.
Problem.
If you just keep acting like you don't care, someone eventually will.
It still threw me the first fucking Hobbit movie, the fucking shots they had with they used a GoPro for.
Oh, on
so
the river?
Obvious, yeah.
Shit, dude. Legolas crazy. Was like retarded, too. I was all like, all right, cool fucking Bruce Willis in every action movie that you ever starred in.
I love Bruce Willis.
You're supposed to be old as fuck in your... I mean, he's not that much
I
younger
love
in the
movie. Lord of the Rings.
No. I'm not saying it's worse or better, but it's just like, come on, man. Those prequels were
no, mean. Those were shit. Desolation of Smog must...
Just read the
should
books.
Have been Defecation of Smog. It was crap.
Defecation of me. I fell asleep through that one. I'm not.
I didn't know they came out with the third one.
I haven't seen the.
I thought
third
there was
one.
Only two.
Yeah, nor no, have I. Five armies. You know,
I like Smog though.
Oh. I got no, really.
Smog was cool. I'm not saying he wasn't, but it's just.
I don't think they only saw the third one.
Hey.
No, but it's Benedict Cumberbatch, so.
And you know what?
Oh yeah, sure.
I like them doing the dishes. That was cool. That
what's
was
your favorite
fucking
scene out of the
dude. There was like 20 of those motherfuckers in the kitchen doing really shit, cool. Dude. Hey, that was like Cinderella. If I could get all of my fucking friends and roommates of all my time and just get them to do the dishes like one time like that, singing a song and throwing shit.
With Guinness.
Throwing shit and making it clean
Guinness?
Somehow. I'd be happy.
Ah.
No, I'd never complain in life again.
Travis hooked me up with this. I never had a pear cider.
No, if you have it with Guinness, if you mix it with Guinness, it's really
good. It's really good?
Yes.
Does the Guinness overpower this? Because I would want it to. I wouldn't want this to be the...
Well, it's not sweet. Or
the, not what's the other one? Not the recessive gene, but the other one? What's it called?
Dominant.
The dominant. Yeah. I couldn't think of the word. I don't want this one to be the dominant.
No, it's the other one, right? Guinness is strong.
Too, is this too dry for you, or...?
I just don't like it. It's good to drink, but I wouldn't want to pair it with anything. Yeah. Hey, I get it.
Bear.
I got jokes, buddy.
Ace
I'll be here all night. Tip your waitress. I think you got a text message.
They don't matter.
They don't matter.
Baby, hold on. I sent a fucking very urgent text out earlier today.
Oh, okay.
It
was urgent earlier today, so the answer must be urgent now.
Sometimes she fucking doesn't think it's so urgent. Nope, it's not urgent. Okay.
What did the text say?
I don't know. I just saw a bunch of notifications. I didn't fucking. I didn't really go that far down.
I just said it. This ain't fucking important shit right now.
I want
now.
To sound cool, man. I got all sorts of notifications, man.
Man, my phone's blowing up. I got bitches left and right calling me right now. I even got some dudes in there.
There's a couple.
Nice. I don't think I have your phone number, but I should get it at the end of this.
Yeah, you should, man.
I want to have some of those pies and fries.
Hey, well, I make all sorts of shit all sorts of times. Check this out. So,
I'm kidding.
No, I was excited.
No, I know. That's the point. I get you all excited.
I'm all wet now.
Yeah, I mean, like.
My nipples are hard. I got half chub going on here. So, you can leave me hanging, man.
It's going to cost you a couple 32 ounces. But after that, I'll make you something. No, I'm kidding.
You want some of that Natty Light, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing with our restaurant. We don't really take money. We just want to, you know, you pay for our beer.
There's got to be a little give and take, right? Provide the beer, provide the food.
I'll make you food.
Yeah.
After a while, you get too drunk and you just, you know, stop making.
I like that. You're on the. You're,
that's what we're calling.
You got to bring back the barter system.
Really quick.
It's barter all the way, man.
Bring it back. Yeah, we should. Fuck money.
Fuck money.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Fuck money, get bitches.
Yep, all of that. And pizza.
Fuck bitches, get money.
No, or fries.
That was the point.
And fries.
Pies and fries.
You know.
Fuck bitches, get money and fries.
Hadouken, you know.
Yeah, I saw a really funny movie yesterday, though. Actually, it's a TV show.
Well, we won't be able to hear it until.
No, I know.
Until you bring the mic to.
Okay,
there you go.
So yeah.
Now we can hear all about it.
I saw a really hilarious thing on Netflix yesterday. It's called Danger 5.
Oh, yeah.
You guys see that bullshit,
it.
Dude? Yeah.
it's a new show that's like shot like pretend like it's in the 70s.
It's crap.
Yeah.
It's crap. But I love it.
They're trying to hurt you.
Oh, no. I love it. That, no, whatever they're doing, like I like it, dude. That crap's great.
Okay.
No, but it gets me all excited. That's pretty much where this is going. I get all pumped up, like, fucking...
Hot and bothered?
Well, I mean, pies and fries. Imagine calling it Danger Fives Pies and Fries. That sounds way too good. It rolls off the tongue, you know? Now I just got to get into contact with Danger Five.
Or Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, and not them. I imagine they're a lot harder. They're detectives and shit.
Yeah, they'll solve the, you know, your food problems.
Yeah, but I mean, they're detectives and shit. Like, I bet it's a lot easier to get a hold of them, but Danger 5, They seem pretty easy to get a hold of.
Do you watch any of these shows?
No.
Do you know anything about...
Just go to Netflix and look up S-H-I-T. And you get all the best movies.
How do you say that in English?
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Shit. What shows do you watch?
Doctor Who, Dexter, Sherlock, Friends, Scrubs.
We're on the right track.
I just finished Dexter. I was not pleased.
Really?
Oh, the ending sucked.
I was very
disappointed. Hey, really?
The ending, yeah. You know what? The show was great. The ending is the only thing I did not like. I was like, come on.
I never really watched it. My mom was into
that's
it.
That's how
I
vote with
my
Rick
mom
and
had
Morty.
Like like this friend of hers that's like 65 that was totally like torrenting it and giving her the episodes.
Wow, nice.
It's like amazing. This grandma that fucking torrents everything.
Yeah. Oh no, torrenting is still big.
But the media has made
this is a few years ago though.
No.
This is like five, 6 years ago, like well before Dexter ended even. Like second, third season, she was torrenting everything.
That's what's up.
Yeah, just kind of surprised me.
Hey, old people can use computers too.
I know.
I blew my mom away with that shit. She joined the Peace Corps and I was like, hell yeah, we'll check this shit out. Get a fucking external hard drive. I'll give you a whole bunch of movies and stuff. She's like, what is this? And I was like, it's piracy, mom. I had to tell her straight up. You're committing a crime. You're stealing a car. You're fucking
You're downloading a car
right now, mom. Like, this is happening.
Yeah.
And she was just like, okay. And I was like, I know it's okay. Because check it out. We still don't have a new car. Like, it's cool.
Where's my car?
Hey, but you know what? We're entertained. That's something.
I would love to download a car. I'd download 5.
Yeah, man, those dumbass commercials. Would you download a car? Fuck yeah, I would. How? What kind of car?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guess what?
I would download a car.
I'd still download a car, even if it was a shitty car. I'd exactly. still download it. Like, fuck yeah, I would, man.
I would
That's
download
cool.
that car, and I would register that car.
How do you fucking download a car? You turn fucking cyberspace into fucking reality. Fuck yeah, I would, man. Like, I got that.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys. Yeah. I mean, if you guys got anything else you guys want to share?
Easy there.
I think easy. Matt's covered everything.
You went through the gauntlet, man.
Every possible
like,
conversation has
this
been covered.
This is episode 37.
You direct that open
hey,
question,
I told
too.
You I had hey, shit to say.
This is episode 37, but I feel like we just went through all of them. Like.
You've been telling me for weeks I got stuff to say.
We got
You
we
know
got
how much
machines.
Stuff I built up? Out of 10 weeks, you know how
I
much
see what you did
bullshit
built up?
Yeah, he's been filling up Directive 5 for a while.
I've been fucking eating a bunch of fortune cookies and saving those motherfuckers. So each time I read one of them, I'm like, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Determination means everything or some shit like that. That's what all of those say. Hey.
All right, Bunya, you got any closing statements you want to add or...
Anything that you've been wanting to say for the last hour and 20 minutes?
You want to plug yourself as an author?
I'm still digesting everything. Every story he told.
Hey, you guys want to hear one last thing if this is the closing?
Now, of course we want to hear one last thing.
Okay, so check it out. So this is something...
The show is just called Matt.
Yeah.
Matt's.
I like this show.
The show called Matt. Welcome, Matt.
Matt's on Matt's. Action.
Cleaning. No. So check it out. Hey, so me and my roommate were fucking
You're fucking?
We're fucking, okay, got it.
Whoa, it's not that kind of show, Matt.
Okay, so PG, okay.
No,
so we had our clothes on, and we were discussing, and we were discussing something. So, you know, what we're planning on doing is, you know, I don't know if too many people have heard of the PCT, but you, that trail, it's the Pacific Crest Trail. You go from the border of Mexico. I'm sorry, it could go either way. But you can go fucking the border of Mexico just south of Campos, California. And you the trail goes all the way up to the
Canada.
Border of Canada. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen the documentary on
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
It's really good.
So we're looking at doing this. And... we're trying to raise funds for Yuma, actually. It's like 100%, you know, like, we're giving back. Like,
what's your goal? What's your goal?
To be honest, well, my goal is to make it to the end, but...
No, I mean your goals in the for the funds for the...
I mean, like, hey, if people fucking donate or not, like, hey, cool, cool, not.
You got any? You don't have like a set like for, like goal like you would like to reach?
I mean, I'd like to get people to fucking like donate. You know, like it would be cool, but
like
you
know, don't like a dollar or like what?
I mean, you could do like 10 cents a fucking mile. Check it out, like man, 10 cents a mile. Look, I'm gonna be walking like 2,600 miles, so that's like what $260, like. Okay. I mean, you can do anything you want, man. Like a dollar. Hey, man, I'll do anything. Like, but the thing is,
you'll do anything for the money.
Hey, okay, whoa, so whoa. That was a bad one. So
you might get a lot of callers on that one.
But we're looking at is as a you know getting you know some sort of thing towards that you know, and I don't know. I think it'd be cool. You know, we're gonna do it anyways. We're going to walk it, but I mean, like, if we can raise funds and, you know, just give back, you know, fucking A, you know, this is our hometown.
You guys have a page or anything for the funds to be donated to?
I mean, yeah, so yeah, I saw this meme. I thought it was pretty funny.
Is that where you donate the money to? But that doesn't answer the question, man. I had a pretty clear,
this meme. It showed a manatee, and it was all changing all sorts of colors and stuff. And I thought it was really funny because it said, oh, the humanity. And I thought that was so funny. So I was like, hey, hike for humanity. You know, because it's Yuma.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, Yuma.
But anyways, that's the whole thing. Like, I thought, you know, it'd be kind of cool. But, I mean, we're going to do it anyhow. And, you know.
But do you have a page to.
Yeah. To hike for humanity. I got too excited with the I got too excited with humanity. The humanity.
Like com or
no? I mean, you know, to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about all this, but you know, I'm just kind of tumbling my way through it, and you know.
So you have a Tumblr?
No, I have a Facebook. It just doesn't do too well. So no, but the thing is, I don't know how to do all that shit.
We need a product though.
Someone can help, I mean, like, hey, by all means, I don't know how all this shit goes. Like, I'm good at walking. Hey, if someone's good at fucking like keeping track of bank accounts and all that shit, well, fucking, you should come join. Hey,
so you're kind of just like starting.
Yeah,
this
I'm definitely actually throwing ourselves out there. I mean, like, I made the fucking like group thing, but I mean, I just think it would be cool for everyone to kind of like, you know, that's our fucking community. If like, hey, if we want to fucking toss in, hey, what's 10 cents a fucking mile? You know, I'll fucking walk a lot more than 10 cents, you know. Hey, would you pay someone fucking $200 to fucking walk 2,600 miles? That sounds goofy. But
like maybe if I can get them to wear like my face on their
shirt. Would you do it? Like, I mean, it would be kind of cool. And like I figure like if, you know, businesses and people shit like that like fucking pitch in, like, hey, we'd fucking, you know, pose them, you know, on our fucking thing, like, hey, these people are fucking helping out. Like hey,
you wear the shirt, go to them,
you know, like, yeah, why not? Like, help them out a little bit. They're fucking pitching in towards us. Well, why not? Like, you should.
We might just have to jump on that idea, man. We might just have to, hey, donate by all and means. Give you like a shirt.
Hey,
I'll
wear it for fucking 25 cents. How's that?
Okay,
hey, there you go.
Somewhere,
and then we'll all go somewhere.
All right, nice. I don't know. Hey, that's cool. Money.
You're walking from Cabo all the way to Canada.
Yeah, man.
So you're gonna go through Tijuana.
No, Campo. It's on the Mexican
Campo.
Border in California.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Just straight through.
I was like, you're not gonna make it through Tijuana.
It's a one-way trail. Like, we got a whole bunch of MREs, and there's all sorts of little like restock points, and I'm having Joe, fucking Joe Gomez.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Joe. He's gonna be housing, and like I told him, I was like, hey man, if you can send these off to like every little spot, you know, at a certain time, you know,
why not go on like a bike?
Yeah, I mean, like, otherwise
take a bike with you.
I mean, that defeats the purpose.
Why?
I'm gonna be backpacking through it, you know.
That's gonna take a long time though.
4 to 5 months, man.
Are you okay with that?
We got all these figure eight MREs for 9 months in Afghanistan.
Eight MREs.
No, 9 months of MREs.
Oh, 9 months.
That means a whole lot more than eight. That's
okay.
Yeah,
you said you had eight MREs
is like a week. No.
I mean, maybe.
We're gonna. But the thing is, like, we're gonna have them send these to all these little like checkpoints and shit. And the thing is, like, so we're constantly resupplying. You know, like, we're already setting ourselves up. We're not looking for money to donate to the thing. Like, we're actually like already fucking like, we're doing it already. We just think it would be cool.
Yeah,
if you know. People fucking gave to it, because I mean, like, we're not taking any of it, you know. So like,
or if maybe you walked for like a cause, you know, even,
you know,
like the donations were toward like, I don't know, something like,
well, that's the thing, you know, like, I don't know, like, I don't know about homeless vets, like little motherfuckers can get themselves homo jobs. Vets? Yeah, I mean, that's what I kind of see them in. Man, I go to Walmart and I can't fucking drive out of the damn parking lot without them fucking asking for goddamn money, and I'm like, goddamn, yeah. Dude, like.
Travis just rolls up the window.
Hey, man. Like, well, that's what I do. I've had three jobs, man. Like, I'm a vet. Fucking go get yourself a goddamn job. Stop asking for the goddamn money. Like,
do you tell them that though?
No, because it's uncomfortable. Like,
sometimes they need someone to tell them though. You know?
By the time I read the whole sign, I'm like, oh shit! Like, I don't even want to look and like make eye contact. Your sign's too depressing. Like,
you feel guilty. It's so awkward.
Yeah,
it's
you know,
stop
like,
sign, and you're like with your Starbucks.
Yeah, right.
You know exactly what I mean.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't get Starbucks, but
do you go to Walmart? Dude, it's fucked up.
No, yeah, but I mean, I don't usually have a goofy drink in my hand.
Fucking stop, dude. They have it all locked down, dude. They're all just like, give us money, you know? Hey, man, I used to go to fucking Hastings back in the day. The motherfucker used to wash the windows for my mom's. Hey, that's something cool. I'll donate to that.
I'm evil.
You wash the windows. You just walk up and wash the windows. Whatever. You just stand there, though, and ask for the money. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, I'm a vet, like, and I fucking thought of a million retarded ideas to go off of. You can like choose one of them, you know, like,
I want to donate
come on,
to that,
but
man,
stop standing on the corners. You make me uncomfortable. I don't want to go to Walmart because of you.
Maybe you can, like, invite
them.
I
don't want to go to Walmart because of you people.
The pies and fries idea, like, cut them in.
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Vonda, do you have anything you want to share? Any last words? Residual message? Anything? Yeah. Anything? I don't know.
No. Danger fives, pies and fries.
Even if I did have a story, I can't.
Okay.
Maybe we'll find out from her. Maybe we'll find out from her next time.
Well, I mean, hey, thanks, guys. We've gone past our you know, target limit. No, you're good, man. That's what the mic's for. Well, I mean, if you talk into the mic, you know, we'll hear it. But well, I mean, hey, thanks, guys. Thank you for coming, Matt, Spanya. Vania. Yep.
Hey, man, it was all my pleasure. I get a kick out of this. I had a lot of fun.
V?
Yeah.
V for Vendetta?
Yes.
Hey, remember the 5th of November. It is the V for Vendetta.
Oh, that's today. That is today. What a coinkydink.
Hey,
that's pretty cool.
Cheers to that. With
right?
Fucking whatever.
With the mic, yes. Cheers with the mic. All right, guys.
The 5th of November.
Marcelo signing off.
Yeah, Mr. T Experience.
All right, guys. See you later.